The Great Barrington, Massachusetts Select Board held a special meeting Wednesday night over two requests to remove a member of the town's housing authority. The Claire Teague Senior Center hosted an emotional and rare tribunal of sorts. The meeting was to address a pair of complaints lodged against the chairperson of the housing authority, Karen Smith. Attorney David Dineski, representing the town, presented them.
There's a letter that's dated November 5, 2018, from the vice chair of the Tenants Association, Marlene Koloski, and a letter from a former administrative assistant of the Housing Authority, Michelle Luber. That's dated November 13, 2018.
Koloski's letter claimed to speak for the 177 tenants of Flag Rock Village, a 112-unit senior, disabled, and low-income housing complex managed by the Great Barrington Housing Authority. Koloski and three witnesses said since being appointed to the board in October 2017, Smith has brought a culture of bullying and fear to the lives of tenants and housing authority board members alike. Charges against Smith range from nepotism to corruption. Koloski described her behavior as, quote, scary.
Karen's been on the board, I think, a little over a year, and it's been so chaotic, so up and down. You never know what's going to happen when she comes. And I think for the elderly, they need protection. There is two complaints with Elder Protective Service. I'm not privy, of course, as to what's going on with that. But, you know, these tenants shouldn't have to live this way. You know, I mean, some people, that's their last stop in life there.
One claim was that Smith had slammed the door in the face of a senior resident.
You can't treat people like this at the housing. It's not fair, especially to the elderly. Because the lady she slammed the door in has come out of her apartment twice since that happened.
She also claimed that Select Board Chair Stephen Bannon had delayed the process by not contacting Jack Cooper, Executive Director of Mass Union of Public Housing Tenants, as promised when tenant complaints were first registered.
It never happened. 3 weeks later, of course, I find out and I call, I get the law, and I brought it to the town hall. Otherwise, I think this would have been already had a hearing on it.
I understand Karen can have a lot of character references because she deserves them and she's done a lot of good things. I do admit to that. But they haven't got a clue about what we do or how our lives are and how they've been affected. She can be the greatest person in the world if she hasn't bullied them. If I hadn't been witness to a couple of things, I would have been sitting over there with her.
Flag Rock resident Jane Green. She said Smith's alleged abusive behavior had forced the former executive director of the Housing Authority, Vera Cartier, to resign in October. The popular leader's departure was repeatedly laid at the feet of Smith over the course of the meeting. Green cited what she heard at a Housing Authority board meeting.
I was in the ladies' room. I heard Karen screaming at the top of her lungs at Vera in front of a few of the tenants. There was the banging on the table and a door slammed. I couldn't believe it.
Jackie Sinico, another Housing Authority board member, said Smith called her in a rage and expressed her desire to fire Cartier.
Three or four times I went to the office to see Vera and either found her in tears or visibly upset because Karen had been in there yelling at her or she was going to be coming in and she was nervous about that.
She witnessed Smith fly into a rage at Cartier over confusion regarding tape recording a board meeting.
And at the end of the meeting, when Karen turned that on, is when she went into her rage to Vera, and it was ugly. She was screaming, and there were four witnesses there, and it was absolutely unnecessary.
A tenant association member said the select board needed to fully understand the circumstances that led people to a community like Flag Rock to understand why Smith was the wrong chairperson for the board.
For me, it was a terrible divorce and a terrible accident, and I lost everything. And that's why I'm there. And the people up there really need someone who's compassionate.
Shannon Sinico is Jackie's daughter. She said while she knew Smith and liked her, her temperament was inappropriate for the housing authority.
There's elderly people. This is where they're going to be until the day they die. And it needs to not be hostile.
Tenants in the audience applauded the testimony against Smith, After Koloski's presentation, the second complainant approached the mic.
My name is Michelle Lubert. For the record, I am a former employee of the Great Barrington Housing Authority, a town finance committee member, as well as a member of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District Next Steps Committee.
The meat of her testimony concerned an altercation with Smith after the October 30th Housing Authority meeting. She said it was, quote, the last straw in a long pattern of disrespect and intimidation shown to her by Smith, and emerged from a dispute over Smith refusing to share the resume of a recent hire.
Ms. Smith became extremely angry, exited the office, and entered the hallway. With the press present, Ms. Smith moved toward me, forcing me up against the hallway wall. She came very close to my face and shouted that the reason the GBHA was in such a mess was because of my job performance.
Lubert, who quit her position in May, said reporters who witnessed the incident were told not to testify at the meeting by their employers at the Berkshire Eagle and the Berkshire Record. Jim Mercer, vice chair of the GBHA, was the first to speak in Smith's defense. Denying claims of bullying, he applauded her, quote, honest, straightforward approach and years of service to the town on a variety of boards and committees.
There was a vacuum a year ago with the Housing Authority. There was a weak board. Everything was in disarray. Things weren't getting done. There was maintenance issues, a lot of ongoing issues that had been unaddressed. When Karen came on the board and we appointed her as chair, she took she's very task oriented. She was asked to do something, she gets it done.
He disputed Lubert's description of her encounter with Smith in the hallway, saying that while he heard Lubert say, "Don't assault me," to Smith, he saw no contact. Smith defended herself by saying that she had entered the position at the Housing Authority as it lay in shambles, with poorly reported finances and a lack of leadership. She said her job wasn't to maintain relationships with tenants, but to secure the future of the institution.
The board for the Housing Authority is responsible to ensure that policies, procedures, and long-term financial viability is maintained for that facility so that it is not only there for the people that are there now, but the people who may need it in the future.
Smith, who is identified on the Great Barrington Town website as the chair of its Parks and Recreation Committee and a Parks Commission member on the Community Preservation Committee, was represented by attorney Rich Tahoney. She didn't deny her actions towards Cartier.
Was my behavior outlandish at the point where I screamed at Vera? You bet. Not the substance, but the tone. I went back the next day, I apologized, I told her I was sorry, and that was in June, okay? The other thing happened, I think, at the end of June. The only time I start to hear about things is in the beginning of November.
She, quote, categorically denied Lubert's testimony about the heated hallway conversation, pointing to the presence of the two reporters.
My suggestion to this board is, if I had assaulted her, maybe not the Eagle, but the Record would have had it as a front page piece of news. And it wasn't.
The town's leadership claimed they were limited by the law and anxious about removing an elected official from office with an election due in 6 months. The final vote was against removing Smith from her role, despite some of their own experiences with her that corroborated claims about her behavior. Select Board Member Ed Abrams.
I have been bullied by Ms. Smith in the course of a board that we both sat on, and it is unpleasant. And I have seen at other boards, I would hope there's a change in behavior, but I don't know that that rises to something we can take her off a board for, an elected board.
The decision left Koloski frustrated.
She bullies everybody in this town. Either people are afraid of her, or they suck up to her to be her friend so she don't get them.
I think it's very interesting that the timing of all this started when we got the deficiency notice from the state.
Smith. She said the move against her from the tenants came from the reality that Cartier had mismanaged Flag Rock.
And I did make a list, and it's like, yep, you got to get this done. You got to get this done. You got to get this done. And then we did a performance review, and that's when it really hit, because the tenants were upset. because they like Vera. I liked her. But liking somebody doesn't mean that you keep them an employee.
Both sides of the dispute told WAMC that they embraced the select board's proposal for a mediated meeting between the two parties. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.